This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Nearly 600 flights in and out of Denver International Airport have been delayed today as thunderstorms rolled through the area. Meanwhile, storms dropped large hail on Colorado's eastern plains yesterday. The town of Yuma was hit hard by large hail that piled up like snow. Residents reported damage to cars and windows. Even the panes and siding of houses was chipped away. Colorado Parks and Wildlife say animals were also harmed, including the region's turkey vulture population. The department took some of the birds into rehab. Tonight, there is less of a threat for severe weather on the Front Range and Eastern Plains, but some storms could produce small hail and gusty winds. Graduates in mental health fields often face financial barriers to starting a career, and that's contributing to a shortage in workers. CPR education reporter Jenny Brandine reports a new program is hoping to change that.
One study shows more than half of graduates with master's degrees in a mental health field, like social work or adolescent counseling, give up before getting a license. Securing the necessary supervised clinical hours for that license can cost candidates thousands of dollars. C. Blank, who has a double master's degree in divinity and social work, grew up in a low-income household.
I was not expecting a financial barrier for literally every single step.
But Blank is now part of a new collaborative between MSU Denver and Kaiser Permanente. It helps participants get clinical hours and pay for expensive books and licensure materials. The $4.2 million program hopes to serve more than 100 prospective licensed counselors in Colorado. Jenny Brandine, CPR News.
For more news of the day, come to Denverite.com or CPR.org. It's just about 7:06. This is CPR News.